So today, as we continue, sorry, one microphone should be enough. As we continue our Lenten journey, on this Sunday, the Lord reminds us of the seriousness of the journey that we are on, and also invites us to take that journey seriously. That Lent is not Lent is not for the light of heart. No, Lent is meant to instill in us and to help us to recognize the serious need that we have to change our lives, and the serious need that we have to call others to change their lives. As we heard in today's gospel, which we have heard many times, is Jesus comes into the temple, and this is probably one of the more kind of scandalizing gospels that we hear, because we all have a very kind of sweet idea of Jesus, that Jesus walked around nicely and kindly and was lifting everybody up and just, you know, a great guy. And today's gospel very much throws that picture into doubt, because as we see Jesus gets angry, but it's not the a sinful kind of anger. I very much like this line in scripture that says, "Zeal for your house will consume me," because the type of anger that Jesus has is zeal for the house of God. In other words, he sees that the people are using the house of God for the wrong way, and he wants to call them back into right relationship. And so that anger is, the anger that God is exhibiting is an anger to shake them, to get them to see the necessity to change their lives. And my dear brothers and sisters, we can never lose that aspect of who Christ is, because Christ comes to shake us, especially in this season of Lent. And this is why we heard in this first reading, what does God say to the people of Israel? He doesn't say to them, "I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt, and go and do whatever you want." He doesn't say to them, "I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt, go and have whatever you want." So if you want your neighbor's wife, okay, have it. If you want your neighbor's house, okay, take it. God begins by saying, "Remember, I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt, and therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall keep the Sabbath day holy." This is not a "if you would like" or "do what you want." And my dear brothers and sisters, this is meant to shake us. And we are in a generation that needs to be shaken, because far too long have we just said things were okay. We live in a world, whether you like it or not, and whether you try to convince yourself out of this or not, that's your problem. But the reality is that the world spends a lot of time and a lot of money convincing us that everything is okay, that anything goes. And all you have to do is watch any of the major networks, any of the major shows, and it's like a slow drip. And I know some of you are sitting there saying, "Oh, there goes Father again." And yes, there goes Father again, and there will keep going Father. Because as long as you are drinking the juice, is as long as I'm going to tell you to stop drinking the juice and to wake up, because the world is on an active mission to change God and morality. You don't have to believe me. It's true. And far too long have we just said, it's okay. No, Father, the church, they're exaggerating. But my dear brothers and sisters, the reality is the reality. The world spends a lot of time trying to convince us that sin is okay. And Christ comes today in this Lent to shake us away and to remind us sin is not okay. It is not okay to persist in sin, and it is not okay to allow our children and our grandchildren to persist in sin. And you say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. No, there's a lot you can do about it. There's a lot you can do about it. You can do the loving thing and say to your children and grandchildren the truth when it comes up. That's another thing. You don't want to say the truth. We can let them live in a lie, or we can do the loving thing and tell them the truth. But maybe they won't like me. That's the problem. That's why we live in a world which has slipped so far. Because a lot of times we have sacrificed being liked for love. We want to be liked. And my dear brothers and sisters, I'm not saying be hated. I'm not saying to destroy the relationship with your children. Maybe by saying the truth you will. Hopefully you won't. But I'm saying that we are called to live in the truth. And the truth is, sin is not okay. Our own sin, and out of love for our children, we who are parents and we want what's best for our children, if we want what's best for our children, why do we just keep letting them go where they are and do nothing or say nothing? I know, it's hard to hear, it's hard to say. But my dear brothers and sisters, God wants to shake us. Why? So that there can be in us a change, a desire to repent, a desire to leave behind a life of sin. So why? And St. Paul says, what is it that is waiting for us when we leave behind the life of sin? It's not, he says, brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs, Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. It's not just tell the truth, but it's also tell the truth about who God is, that God is love, that God is mercy. Yes, God is mercy, but that mercy requires repentance. That mercy requires a desire to leave behind the life of sin. That is the truth that we must proclaim to the world. That is the truth that we must never stop proclaiming. We must always be willing to say that God is love. That is true. That does not necessitate, therefore, that everything is okay. God is love. That does necessitate the desire to leave behind sin. That's why we have these 40 days. That's why we have 365 days. We focus a little bit more on it in these 40 days. But I hope, my dear brothers and sisters, that you take this Lent as a serious opportunity. I hope that the Lord has inspired in you through the Lenten practices a desire to leave behind sin and to experience and return to the mercy of God, because it is here that God is waiting for you. We hear during the season of Lent, we'll hear a lot the gospel of the prodigal son, which we all know and we love, because we like a happy ending, and that's beautiful. But in order for God, for the son's father to put the ring and sandals back on his feet, the son first had to come to a realization that he was living a life of sin. And the son had to say, look, the servants in my father's house have it much better. It says, I will go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. The son has to recognize that he has sinned. And my dear brothers and sisters, as we come today to this Eucharist, my prayer for each one of us is that we live in this constant recognition that we have sinned. And that we also live in that constant recognition that while we have sinned, we are constantly putting ourselves in front of the mercy of God. And we are, through the sacrament of confession, and that we are doing an act of love and mercy towards our children and grandchildren, reminding them of the need to always be, to always live for God. And we are reminding them of the need to always be, to also partake in the sacrament of confession. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord for this true desire of repentance in our hearts.